We've got Tommy Ayers joining us here on Palmetto Mornings, and he comes on this show often. He's really involved with the American Legion. And Tommy, we've got a big birthday celebration and ball, military ball. It's happening this Saturday, March the 15th, and we want to welcome in Tommy Ayers once again. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey,
good
we're doing morning. Great. So you spent 28 years in the Marine Corps, and that's 28 years including active and reserve duty.
Yes, that's right.
And so did you go into the Marines right out of high school? What was that experience like for you?
We walked across the stage at Winthrop, and I think it was May 29th, and June 3rd, I was in the Yellow Footprints.
Mm. On Parris Island. Uh-huh. Wow. Was that something you always wanted to do, was join the military, or when you looked at your options, you're like, this is the best for me right now?
No, my daddy retired out of the Army in 1960. He was a World War II veteran and a Korean War veteran, and always wanted to go in the Army. Well, as I got to be a teenager, you know, I figured I'm going to make him mad. You know, I went to Marine Corps.
Of course.
We hear that story a lot.
What all teenage sons want to do against their dad, right?
Yeah.
Make them mad. So you decided to go the Marine route.
I did. Went in there, went to Parris Island, then Camp Lejeune, Camp Geiger for ITR. They call it, I went to School of Infantry, and then I don't know what they call it today. But then I went to Jacksonville, Florida for aviation electrician school. I worked on Phantoms for 6 years, 6.5 years. I got out, went into the reserves. I finished my tour there. I actually did more overseas time in the reserves than I did on active duty.
And where did you travel when you went overseas?
I've been to Pakistan, Singapore, Japan, Norway, Thailand, just wherever they told me to go, I went.
Yes, sir. Right? There's really no debating that. It was like, well, I'd really like to go to the Jamaica, to the Bahamas. No, you're going to Norway, sir. Got it.
It was kind of chilly, too.
Yeah. I was about to say, bundle up.
Well, we always enjoy when we get a chance to interview our veterans. So it gives us a chance to say thank you for your service and sacrifice. Because of you, we're able to come on these microphones and talk freely. And we certainly appreciate that. And we love our veteran community right here in our backyard. And that's what's so special about the American Legion. And share more about your relationship with the American Legion, how involved you are with the American Legion, and kind of what the mission is over there at the American Legion.
The American Legion has several pillows. The youth of the community, the state, the nation. And veterans, community service, there's just all kind of different things. We send kids to boys state, where they learn about the government, and the auxiliary sends girls to girls state to learn about the government. We also support the law academy, and we're actually going to try to get some people this year to go from this community. Excuse me here. We support different local food banks. We have things in place that if a veteran comes in, needs a place to stay or something, we can supply at least one night and then get him to where he needs to go to make sure that he's taken care of. Veterans Affairs Office, we work with them real close, along with the VFW and the Marine Corps League. We all work basically the same way. But we celebrate ourselves. We consider ourselves a family when we get together, and things talk about. We mourn when we lose one, and we celebrate when we gain one.
And that's life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it safe to say the American Legion pours back into the community that supports them when the men and women are serving overseas and just in general? You mean you give back to those that continue to support our military?
Yeah, we give back. Mm-hmm. We you know, we go to schools at Veterans Day, Memorial Day. We teach flag etiquette. We do color guards at retirement homes for the veterans there, and it just, you know, we have an honor guard that's outstanding, mm-hmm. even though I am one. So,
hey, no one is here to debunk that. We agree. We have been at so many ceremonies where
so many
American Legion Post 34, they have been there, and it's just great. I mean, it really, you continue to do what you're called to do, even when your service has ended. And I think that's just very admirable. And just, again, it's part of your blood, right? Part of giving back and being just proud to be an American.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, take us out to the event on Saturday, March the 15th. This is the American Legion birthday and military ball.
Yes. The American Legion turns 106 on Saturday. So we're going to celebrate that, and we're going to celebrate the military ball. We've done that several times, and we're going to honor all the branches. But the main push this time will be on the Continental Services, which are the Army, the Navy, and the Marine Corps. The Army was founded June 14, 1775. The Navy, I might be a day or two off, October 17th, 1775. And the Marine Corps was founded at Tun Tavern, November 10th, 1775. And I like to tell people we've been drinking and fighting ever since.
Again, I don't think anyone is going to challenge you on that one either, Tommy. So the American Legion, is it our chapter that's been around for 106 years, or is it just the American Legion overall?
The American Legion overall.
Overall, wow. So 106 years. Wow. Mm. And then the military ball, those three continental branches that you mentioned, they're celebrating their 250th.
250.
Wow.
The three of us was born before the country was.
Isn't that something? And is it this year that we do sell, or is it next year that we celebrate the country's 250th birthday?
Next year's the 250th birthday of the country.
I think there's a committee here in South Carolina that was commissioned by the governor's office, the 250th anniversary celebration. And I think every state has one, and just how we contribute to that. But that's remarkable. Wow, 250 years. We'll have you back on to talk about that later, Tommy. Oh,
well, you'll probably see Milt Dallaire too.
We know Milt.
We'll see him.
He lives in my neighborhood, so I see a lot, extra lot of him. But no, he's great. Between you two and Colonel Melinda Woodhurst and others, you all keep us really educated about what's going on in the community for our current soldiers, military soldiers, and our veterans. Tommy, this event is open to everyone.
It's open to the public. We're only going to sell 200 tickets, because if we get more than that in there and you give a bunch of old servicemen in there, you don't know what's going to happen.
Well, you can sell more tickets and see a real good experience later. Yeah, maybe that's the after hours event. Yeah.
Well, the tickets are $35 each, and that's all inclusive. The food, the drinks, the band. You know, biggest thing we want to do is not go in the hole.
And where is the event taking place?
The event is taking place at the American Legion, okay. 524 Heckle Boulevard.
Great facility over there. Yes. Oh, my gosh, boy. Y'all really have got your money's worth out of that venue. Tommy, what does it mean to have folks show up to this that they don't have really any ties to the military?
If they have no ties, mm-hmm. this is a good learning experience. Mm-hmm. The event is going to basically, the door is probably about 5:30. And the event's going to take place about 6 p.m. And we will have the national anthem, and we'll set the colors for all the branches, and have a prayer, and we have a ceremony. We're going to explain what we did. Mm-hmm. You know, the three branches. When they come in and what they did. And then we'll have a cake cutting ceremony. The in most branches, I figure, yeah, I've only been one, but in most branches, you know, the oldest there keeps passing the information down. Hmm. So we'll have a cake cutting ceremony where the oldest veteran that's going to be there will get a piece of cake, and he'll actually pass it to the youngest veteran that's there, as in passing knowledge to the youth.
I love that.
It's really special and really cool. I had no idea you would do something like that. So that will take place on Saturday. People will see that.
And then as soon as we get done with that, then you can get up there and cut the rug.
Clear the tables off the dance floor and just...
And everybody gets cake first, right, though? Does everybody get some cake?
Yeah, everybody can get some cake.
and then you get to cut the rug.
This is a really good time. Well, this is a great way of saying thank you to those who have served and are serving, and it's just really a great way to support the military community right here in our backyard. And we say thank you, and oftentimes verbally we don't feel like that's enough. So this is another way to kind of show your support.
Well, and just to understand that, you know, and I don't have the phone number for the Legion right now.
That's okay. You remember those dates like the back of your hand, Tommy, so you get a gold star there.
But if you want to, and if you don't mind, I'll tell my phone number.
Sure, yeah.
If you want to come, give me a call. My phone number is 803-417-0185.
Okay. This is the American Legion family is celebrating the Legion's birthday and the military ball this Saturday, March the 15th from 6 to 11 right there at the Frank Roach Post 34 here in York County. $35, that's how much it is per person. They're only going to sell 200 tickets, but that $35 includes everything, your food, your beverage, and live music. An experience, right? And you get to see some really, really detailed events.
And the dress code's semi-formal.
Okay.
Okay. And I asked, if you can fit your uniform, wear it. Hey, I got to ask that. You know.
Yeah, you got to. I love it.
If you're in the VFW or the Marine Corps League and you want to wear their uniform, wear that. If you're in an honor guard, wear your honor guard uniform. Mm-hmm. You know, we are proud of who we are and what we've done. Yeah, so.
And you should be.
Yeah.
And that's a great, great way of showing your pride. Now, can you fit in yours still, Tommy?
I do.
Oh, you can't? Look at that. Great. No tailoring needed?
Not yet.
Okay. That's worth the price of admission, Tommy. Good. You've kept that body in good shape.
I don't know about all that.
Well, Tommy, as always, sir, we appreciate you bringing news from the military community here to Palmetto Mornings. Again, reach out to Tommy Ayers. He gave everyone his phone number. If you missed it, just go back and listen to it on Facebook and or on the website. It's the Legion Birthday and Military Ball this Saturday, March the 15th.
And again, Tommy, we do thank you for your service, Tommy.
Thank you.